So you start off with a relatively simple question, where are the women in the Maya past? What are they doing? To answer the question, you say, well, there aren't that many images of women in the monuments, for example. Joyce Marcus, in her groundbreaking 1976 book, pointed out that monuments that depicted women were rare, that the reason we saw them was because they were important to politically powerful men. A number of art historians have added to that kind of analysis that says, okay, just because there are women in classic Maya art doesn't mean that that tells us much about women's experience. Instead, we're seeing women depicted for the interests of men. If we take the viewpoint that there is no such thing as men as a whole, or women as a whole, then we have to actually question the interests of which men and which kind of women. And suddenly the thing that hits you in the face is that we're all talking about a tiny segment of society. We're talking about the rulers and the nobles. And where are all the rest of the people, whether they're male or female? Is the way that life was for a queen at Tikal actually telling us what life was like for a woman in a village? The question you start with is about gender. The place you end up is a more complex idea of differences in social position, differences in degree of association with urban centers versus villages, whether you labored with your own hands or lived off the labor of others.